up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again, ready to do a little oompa-ing for you on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Great old-time music for you for the next hour, like we do every week here on the show. I got a stack of polka records. Hopefully you've got the volume turned up and we get down to some business here pretty quick, huh? All right, I have no plan. I have no idea. All I know is compared to the last couple of weeks, it's starting to cool off around here. Upper 70s here in northern Minnesota this week. And that is like, compared to the last couple of weeks, we are digging it, man. So we can play some hot tunes for you, like the Hot Cinders Polka. Heck, why not? Here's Johnny Vadnall and the orchestra to get things rolling. There you go. That's a hot one. Johnny Vadnall and the orchestra, the Hot Cinders Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records on the show each and every week. And glad to have you along with us for another week. Don't forget, you can always email the Oompa Hour at oompahour@aol.com. Heck, even I can remember that one, all right? So if you have a request or a question or you just want to say hi, feel free to just do it, all right? Music, yes, the Pensy Players. We assume they're from Pennsylvania with a name like that, huh? Doesn't say anywhere on the record here. But we have the Pensy Players doing the Sharpshooters Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll be right back. there, the Pensy Players and the Sharpshooters Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show, rocking out the great old-time records. Is that what we're doing? Are we rocking them out? Sure we are. Who says it has to be rock and roll to rock it out? Nobody, that's who. And, you know, I thought that we played the Sharpshooters Polka, and I'm not kidding, I grabbed the next record out of the record pile here, and I got the Son of a Gun Polka. And that's an awful lot of gun polkas right in a row, don't you think? And I wasn't really going to play the Son of a Gun Polka. I was going to play Starro, You're Looking for a Fight Waltz on the Other Side, but it seemed so obvious to play the Son of a Gun Polka after the Sharpshooters Polka. And if I recall, the Pala Brothers are going to sing this one in Polish for us, which is why I usually skip it, because I have no idea what they're singing about, and I can't learn to sing along with, and it just annoys me. And that would be an interesting thing to find out. If y'all care or have an opinion on it, let me know if you care if I play records where they're singing in something other than English, because we have, you know, German records, and we've got some Slovenian records, a lot of Polish polkas where they're singing in Polish, and I usually skip over them, figuring not that many listeners are probably fluent in Polish. But maybe I'm wrong. So if you have an opinion either way, you can let us know at oompahour@aol.com. So with that, the Pala Brothers, and it says right here, from 1965, it's printed right on the record, so we know this is an old, they're all oldies, they're records for Pete's sake. Pala Brothers Orchestra, here's the Son of a Gun Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Oj, ty babo, co ty chcesz? Czego zawsze mordę drzesz? Nie dasz wypić, nie dasz spać, a teraz mi nie dasz srać. Ty pioruński bawole, a coś tam zrobił w stodole. Zrobiłeś mi tam kupę, za to kopnę cię w dupę. Ty piorunie, przestań pić, bo cię będę w mordę bić. Jak mi przyjdziesz pijany, będziesz spał ze świniami. Nie będziesz mi tu siedział, nie będziesz mi tu śmierdział, nie będziesz ty piorunie, więcej w domu mi pierdział. Oj, ty babo, co ty chcesz, czego zawsze mordę drzesz? Nie dasz wypić, nie dasz spać, a teraz mi nie dasz srać. Ty pioruński bawole, a coś tam zrobił w stodole. Zrobiłeś mi tam kupę, za to kopnę cię w dupę. Oj, ty chłopie, ja ci dam, zawsze trubę z tobą mam. I jak ty wódki nie pijesz, inne baby całujesz. Ty piorunie, popraw się, bo ci będzie tu popsie. Wygonię cię w pioruny, szukaj se innej żony.
Say, now, I have no idea what they're singing about, but the attitude was really good in that song, and I just have a feeling we're missing out on something. Pala Brothers Orchestra there, Son of a Gun Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And I know you're all wondering, how are things going? What with the broken refrigerator and the kitchen remodeling and the mass confusion that rules our household here in northern Minnesota as we have survived the last couple of weeks of unusually hot weather up here. A bunch of records were set, and here's how it's going. The kitchen is not done yet, and we are a week away from all my children and their significant others and their children arriving here all home for the first time in 10 or 12 years, a long time anyway. Will there be a kitchen in time? Maybe. Maybe. This is going to be a wild week, so we're going to see how it goes. We have walls that are sheetrocked and painted, and there are cabinets in place, you know, uppers and lowers, but there's no counters, there's no shelves, there's no stove, the fridge is still broke, and there's, so yeah, We need the tile guy for the backsplashy stuff, and we need the tile guy for the floor, and we need the trim guy, and we don't have a faucet yet. It's iffy, and it's a little stressful, let me tell you. So we will keep you updated on that. Also, I've determined that I am just a slob. I come into the studio to do the show this week, and there are the records from last week still in a stack over here on the counter, because I didn't put them away last week because it was so darn hot in the studio. I got done and I beat it out of here. And there's my shirt. See, last week it was almost 90 up here in the studio, and I took my shirt off. Yes, I was doing the show shirtless, topless. It was a topless polka show last week. Don't tell anybody, or we'll probably be raided by the Vice Squad. And I realized that last week I was wearing my new polka t-shirt from Molly B. And you probably know Molly B because she hosts the Molly B Polka Party on RFD TV. And she had come out with a new t-shirt that says Polka Dancer in Training. And it came out in little kid sizes, like baby sizes. You know, like if you have your new baby, you get a little onesie that says Polka Dancer in Training, because that'd be all cute. And I sent her a message. I said, I like the new shirts. Why aren't they in adult sizes? And she thought I was crazy. And I said, I will wear one if you get one in adult sizes. So she got one. And I'm a 2XL, so that's a long way from one of these little toddler sizes. And so I have my Molly B t-shirt on last week when I was doing the show. And I took a picture of me wearing it, and it's in my phone someplace. And if I can figure out how to do it, I will put it on the Facebook page. I'm in a different radio studio in that picture, so don't look at it and go, wow, that's a different studio, because it's a different place. But I was wearing that. I look like a total goofball. But I was wearing the t-shirt, and I don't know that she would sell another one in an adult size. It was a one-of that she had made just for me. But I bet if you wanted one, she would get you one. It's bright green. I love it. It's just because I like to stick out. I'm not a subtle person. But I will try to put it on the Oompa Hour Facebook page, which you can find at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where we're located there. So, all right, there's a whole lot of nothing. Let's get back to the music. And I know we've talked about this musical group before. The label says Die Polka Meister. I think it's, isn't it? Die Polka Meister, like the polka master. I don't know. I'm making that up. And I know we looked it up the last time I played one of their records. I don't know, but here they are, Dick's Polka Plus One, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll be right back. There you go. That is Dick's Polka Plus One here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That record, I didn't realize it when I was getting it out of the sleeve. It's got a big old warp in the edge here. You just heard that little clinky sound? Hear that? That's me dropping the quarter that I just put on the tone arm of the record so the record would play. You remember doing that back in the day when you had a record player all the time and you were playing records and you'd have one with a warp or had something wrong with it and you could put some change on the tone arm and get it to play? Well, we do that here at the Oompa Hour, too, because this is a professional, high-quality, top-notch operation where we do whatever it takes to get the darn records to play. So there you go. All right, let's go to Louis Bachel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra and the Brown Box Bottle Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you go, Louis Bachel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra, the Brown Bottle Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That was another record that required a quarter before it would play properly. I saw that I must have been sitting next to the other one, and they both got a little too much sunlight on them and warped those suckers. But we can make them play thanks to the advent of the quarter and the fact that here at the Oompa Hour, we can afford to have a quarter so that we can play the warped records on the show. So, all right, coming up, Hugo Winterhalter's Orchestra. I would not kid you about a thing like that. I love that name, Winterhalter. I don't know. I love that name. It cracks me up. Anyway, but before we get to that, I'm going to talk about the Harrington Arts Center and a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, a place you just may want to visit as you're out and about this summer and fall. An amazing exhibit there, over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display there, along with all the interesting stuff that goes along with it, history, advertising, music books, the history of the people, the musicians, the songwriters, ethnicities, history, all that stuff is there at a World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center. Now, along with that, they have a beautiful concert hall. They have all sorts of events throughout the year, and their schedule is on their website at worldofaccordions.org. And you may just find the kind of event you would like to attend, even if there isn't a special event going on. You could still take it in, check out the concert hall, take a look at the displays. It's a fun place to stop if you're traveling. They're right on Belknap Street there in Superior. Not too tough to park if you're in an RV or something. You can work that out, too. Check it out. It's all online. worldofaccordions.org is the museum at the Harrington Arts Center, Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, where you also find about the only place left in the world with a accordion and concertina repair and technician school as well. Check them out, all right? worldofaccordions.org on the interwebs. All right, I told you I had Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra here. It says G with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra. I have no idea who G is. And the song is called the Saddle Shoe Polka. And everybody remembers saddle shoes, especially, you know, they were huge in the 30s, 40s, 50s, even 60s and 70s. I went through high school, the cheerleaders all had saddle shoes, and so did a lot of the people who weren't cheerleaders. And they had them for men and women and kids and everybody. And you can still get them today. It's amazing. And I mention this because I have a new pair of sneakers on right now. And they're white Nikes with a red swoosh on the side, and they are exceptionally white. Today is the first day I've worn them, and I don't even know if you remember being back in school when you'd have new white leather sneakers and everybody would give you a hard time and they'd all try to step on your feet to dirty up your sneakers so you didn't look so gosh darn brand spanking new. So I'm sitting here working with the glare of shiny white new sneakers shining up from the floor at me. And then I stumbled here onto the Saddle Shoe Polka. Here is G with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody's going to the prom tonight. Cheer up, the Saddle Shoe Polka. Honey, be my partner and I'll hold you tight. Cheer up, the Saddle Shoe Polka. We'll be playing records and we'll have a ball. Stevie and Evie and Wally and Molly, Cindy, Melinda and Marie. There'll be Betty and Eddie, you know they're going steady. And that's a good idea for you and me. So come on, baby, don't miss the party. Sandwiches and soda pop for free. There'll be red balloons around the old school gym. We'll rock and we'll be doing fine.
G with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra, and that's just fun to say. There's the Saddle Shoe Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and we're just going to keep them rolling. I have the Dick Pillar Orchestra ready to go, and you recognize the Dick Pillar Orchestra because that is a tune by Dick Pillar and the band that opens our show every week. The Polka DJ Polka is a tune by Dick Pillar and the orchestra that we kind of pilfered to use as a theme song for the show here, because really, what would be a better theme song than the DJ Polka? But here's an entire song by Dick Pillar and his orchestra and the No Problem Polka.
Their slippers, so what else is new? Do I lose my temper on an average day? Instead, I simply smile, then I turn around and say, hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long. No problem, no problem. So what else can go wrong? Hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long. No problem. Relax and sing along. Early in the morning, sister and the mailman bit the dog. That day I got fired and my house and car were gone. Did I take a pistol and put it to my head? No, I simply bit my lip, then I turned around and said, hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Give your mind a rest. When your brains are scrambled, you cannot do your best. Now just put your feet up, cause it's been a busy day. Doesn't it just feel so good to stare in space and say, hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long. No problem, no problem. So what else can go wrong? Hey, hey, no problem, no problem.
Dick Piller. Oh, no problem in his orchestra, the No Problem Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, just rolling the records out here. I've been talking a lot. I'm going to try to be quiet and just keep playing a few tunes here, because I feel like we're getting behind in the number of oompas per minute count here. So let's keep it rolling. The German-Americans are up. Here is a classic, When the Sun Comes Over the Brewery.
Thank you.
There's your German-Americans there, and also fulfilling our minimum of one waltz requirement for the show this week. When the sun comes over the brewery, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Reminding you, by the way, to thank wherever it is you're listening to the show this week, whether it's a radio station or a webcaster or a podcaster or a download internet streaming magical device on your whatchamajiggy thing plugged into the interwebs. I don't know where you're hearing it, but wherever it is, it doesn't hurt to give them a call, drop them a postcard, bring them some donuts for Pete's sake, or bake them some bars and some chocolate chip cookies and bring them a pot of coffee, and thank them for doing what they're doing, because I'm sure they're doing more than just playing the Oompa Hour once a week. And it takes a lot of work to run a radio station or a podcast or a webcast or whatever. There's a lot of stuff goes on behind the scenes you can't even fathom if you've never done this before. So take a moment and thank those people, those broadcasters, whether they're doing it on the internet or over the airwaves or whatever, and let them know that you're out there listening and digging it, because that's what keeps them going, you know? So you got to do your part. Give them a little feedback, all right? Frankie Yankovic. It's Frankie Yankovic's birth anniversary during the past week. I can't remember what day it was, but of course, Frankie's passed on, and I can't remember when he was born. But anyway, salute to Frankie Yankovic this week just for having a birth anniversary. Here he is with the My Sweetheart Polka.
Moje dítle je šemláta, moje dítle je šemláta, moje dítle je šemláta, po mi starši znaj svet. Kautr pošti vám rušu, prýd mi popýta, dáte popomagla.
Because, you know, Frankie, of course, is a master of the accordion. But if you listen to that song, especially at the end there, that bass player is just going nuts. Do you notice that? Are you hearing that? Or do I just hear that because I have headphones on? Can we try that on instant replay and turn the bass up? I think I have a knob for that here. I know you don't have to do it. I'll do it. Let me just, because the bass player is just thumping on that thing. Let's see if we can do this here. Okay, there's Frankie. Let's turn them down and turn the bass guy up. Let's see what we get here.
But oh, how she lied to me. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. So
are you getting the bass player there? Because I am.
Hail, hail.
Okay, wait till we get to the ending here now.
So what the heck do we care now?
that bass guy, he's going nuts on that one. Frankie Yankovic and the gang there, and My Sweetheart Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I don't know how successful that was, but I love a song where the bass player's just really whomping it out there, and that's one of them with Frankie Yankovic here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Johnny Dino and the orchestra up next. We haven't heard a Johnny Dino record in a long time. You know it's a good one because it says right on the record here that it is a polka in high fidelity. And here, that's what we like here on the Yumpa Hour, is the highest of fidelity. on Jody Records, there's a label you don't see very often. Anyway, Johnny Dynamo and his orchestra, here's Little Lisa. Johnny Dynamo and the orchestra, the Little Lisa Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I don't know about you. When I hear the name Lisa, what do I think of? What do you think of? Who do you think of when you hear the name Lisa? Huh? Have you formed that in your mind? You know what I think of? I think of Lisa Douglas what is that show? Green Acres. And, you know, Mr. Douglas, Eddie Albert, talking to Lisa, he was always like, oh, Lisa, your hotcakes are terrible. She made those big burbling hotcakes. That was the most ridiculous show, Green Acres. You remember Green Acres? Who was your favorite character on Green Acres? You had a lot to choose from. Obviously, you had Mr. and Mrs. Douglas. You had Sam Drucker with the general store there. You had Mr. Haney, of course, with his wagon, always coming around trying to make a deal and sell something. You got Eb, the hired hand, not a real bright guy. You had, who were the folks that had Arnold the pig? Mr. Ziffel, Mr. and Mrs. Ziffel. Then you had the two handymen, or handy people. And you know who my favorite character was the county agent. Mr. Kimball was my favorite because he would take off on one thing and he would go off on a tangent and he would really never circle back to where he started. I love Mr. Kimball on Green Acres. And that is what happens when you play the Little Lisa Polka and you start talking about people named Lisa and Green Acres. And next thing you know, you're ready for a Whoopi John record, aren't you? I think you are. When Otto plays a polka, here's Whoopi John and the orchestra.
Thank you. I go into a trance. I'm quite bewitched, mein feet just itch to dance on dance on dance. I find myself a partner, but not for sweet romance. Cause it's not love I'm thinking of, I only want to dance. Like in a dream, my feet just seem to float along. Venado, blaze, a bulga, I just can't go wrong. I turn and tilt to every lilt and melody. It's exercise in paradise to me. Venado, blaze, a bulga, I hurry on the floor. And dance I do until he's through, and then I clap for more. I hold on to my partner, and once again we blend. Our hop for hop made out a stop until the very end. Until the very end. I hurry on the floor, and dance I do until he's through, and then I clap for more. I hold on to my partner, and once again we blend. Our hop for hop it out a stop until the very end. Until the very end.
Aha, when Otto plays the polka, Whoopi John and his orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and a few more tunes to go in the show this week. We always go, not quite an hour, because we leave a little time for radio stations to do things that radio stations do. So we never really do quite a... Last week, we went 21 seconds over an hour, if you could believe that. What a bunch of show-offs last week, huh? You guys were awesome. Anyway, because you listened all the way to the end. Anyway, coming up, we have Happy Richie and his royal heirs, so don't touch that dial.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, check them out while you're surfing around on the interwebs there, and maybe you want to join up with them, huh? Maybe you do. And I talked earlier about that shirt. That t-shirt that I had got from Molly B. of RFD TV, and I didn't tell you how you could probably send her a message. She's on Facebook, so if you're a Facebooker, you could just look for Molly B. It's M-O-L-L-I-E, and then the initial B, and that's also her website, mollyb.com. And I bet you can find the t-shirt that says Polka Dancer in Training. I'm going to put it on the Facebook page. I got the picture out of my phone, so I'll put it on the Oompa Hour Facebook page if you want to see it. But I bet you that you could track it down at mollyb.com. I think it would probably be in the kids' t-shirts, because I don't think she really made them for grown-ups. I think she just made it for me. But if you do it, send her a message on the email or the Facebook or something. Tell her you heard about it on the Oompa Hour. Because I'm trying to get her on the air, and I realize that, she plays, and they're a new band, so we don't play them on the show because we only play oldies. We play old-time oldies here on the show, and every song we play, every record you hear is an actual record here on the show. Some people don't believe that. This is only phonograph records, so until Molly B. goes back in time and makes a phonograph record, I'm sorry, Molly, you can't sing on the show. But you could certainly come on here and sell your t-shirts. We would be glad to have you. So anyway, check it out, because she's a hoot, and she's so darn talented. It scares me sometimes. All right, let's do Happy Richie and his royal heirs. This is the Lovesick Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
rybkami pływał, jak miałem się żenić, bo coś to nie bywał. Pływałem u ciebie, ale to niewiele i zaraz myślałaś, że będzie wesele. Za te moje czyny coś ty mnie uczynił, będę Boga prosić, żebyś nie ożenił.
Ken, happy Richie. I'm jumping ahead. Happy Richie and the Royal Airs of Lovesick Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. And I was jumping ahead to tell you we have Ken Powell and the Headliners next is what was happening in a record that I don't understand. This is clearly a record that was made in a small quantity on a low budget because the label literally looks like they typed it. Now it looks like they typed it and then had them printed from the typing. But it looks like typing. And the name of the band is Ken Powell and the Headliners, but the record says Ken Powell and the Headline, and somebody took a pen and wrote the RS on the end of the name on both sides of the record. So it's Ken Powell and the Headliners. It's on KP Records, and the song we're going to play is called the Five Waters Polka, and that's Waters as it has two T's, W-A-T-T-E-R-S. So do they mean five waters, like that's the name of a town or a lake or a bunch of streams? The five waters area, town, or 5 watts, like a very small radio station or a very not loud amplifier? What kind of watts are we talking? With the two T's, it makes me think watts, like a measurement of power. So I don't really know, but let's just play it. Ken Powell and the Headliner and the Headliners. Here's the Five Waters Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. all the time go? I can't believe that it's this time in the show already. Holy cow, this week is just, the show has flown by, and I'm going to sneak in one more tune here on the Oompa Hour for this week. And I hate that so many of these records, they don't put the time on the song, so you don't know how long they're going to be, so you don't know what you're trying to jam in there, but I'm going to do it anyway. Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers, another one of my favorite band names. This is the Crystal Ball Polka. There you go. Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers are going to be the wrapper-upper on this edition of the Oompa Hour. Can't believe that a whole hour has just flown by already. I even had two records left over that we didn't get to this week. So the good news is those are seed records, we call those. They're in the stack to start next week's show. So I'm already ahead of the game for next week here on the old Oompa Hour.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. We shall return to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!